Attention. The National Weather Service has issued a hurricane warning for the entirety of the National Hockey League. Please stay tuned for further information from the Storm Cellar.
Welcome back. Special short edition of the Storm Cellar, but big news. The trade line has passed, Ray. Part of me is glad, like, can go back to my regular amount of heart medicine, you know, my blood pressure medicine. I don't need to double up. But it's kind of sad too, right? Because it's a season in and of itself. But the Hurricanes, we've been asking for them to make a splash, right? You know, show the team you believe. And they went out and got, clearly, I mean, they got the best guy, the best potential rental, who they probably will want to try and resign.
Yep.
And then they got a guy who we should definitely talk about, because this could be just a coup, right? This could just be a total fleecing, or this can't end badly, though. You know,
it's a
like
fire.
It's a third round pick. So
yeah,
you know, you waivers and buyout, and it's a little bit of cap money, but no harm, no foul.
What was the statistic that I heard? It was like 60 some odd percent of all picks never see the NHL.
Yeah,
I mean, so when you look at the picks that you're giving away, how big a deal is it, really?
Right.
But
I mean, and when you talk third rounders, I think that was for all players, right?
Yeah.
For third rounders, I think it's even worse than that, right? It's,
yeah,
you know, or I think I've seen it too, where they did it by guys who played more than like 20 games or something like that, like a quarter of a season. And it was like, it's not zero, but it was really low.
Very, very small. It's a credit to the Canes drafting team.
Right.
Who assessed the players, right? Because we had a lot of prospects, which is what was the difference in us, you know, landing Gensel. Like,
right.
To get Jake out of Pittsburgh. And did you see Sid?
Sid was torn up. And I'm not a Crosby fan. Like, I appreciate the talent, but I think he's a whiner. I almost felt bad for him. I was very close.
I did. I was like, holy cow. And it makes me think that he, but now I'm getting way ahead of it, he may not be a Penguin for his whole career any longer, based on what I saw today and his reaction. He might be willing to move on, because Pittsburgh's got a tough way to go to turn things around.
I think he loves that organization enough to know that if they're not in it next year, ship me out, rebuild, you know, I want to leave you in a good position.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's, you got to admit, I mean, that's pure captain stock right there. But so the man of the hour, right?
Yeah.
Jake Gensel. And we've heard Gensel, we've heard Gunsel. It's not Gunsel. So we're going with Gensel.
Yeah. And
if that's not right, somebody correct us.
Yeah. I heard a lot of media folk saying that. So that's kind of the way we'll go with it.
And to be fair, like, he's from Nebraska. Like he's U.S. born and bred. So I think we can go with Gensel. We don't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just go with that. But initially, and this is Pittsburgh fans, right? This is not, you know, this is not administration. But when you heard, okay, it's between the Rangers and the Canes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, this is going to be a bidding war. This is the opposite of what we want.
Yeah.
And then you start hearing, New York doesn't have it. And you're like, oh, like, they have assets. You know, how, like, what are we giving up? This might be ugly.
Sure.
And then the Pittsburgh fans are like, oh, it's Nikishin. You know, oh, it's Nikishin. No, it's not.
No.
If Waddell was not going to trade him for EP40,
yeah,
you had zero chance of getting him for Jake as a rental. Zero.
Yeah.
And I'm not to pat myself on the back, but I'm going to. When Tarasenko, now Tarasenko had a no movement clause. He got the pick to go to Florida, but he went to Florida for basically nothing.
Yeah.
Right. And then Montha went from the Caps out west, also for basically nothing.
Yeah.
And I went, I think the market's a lot softer than we realize. I think there's more forwards in play than there really are teams that are going to spend.
Right.
And I thought we were going to lose Morrow. I was like, just as sure as I'm standing here, Morrow or maybe Bradley Nadeau is gone.
Yeah.
Plus a first, plus who knows what else. And it's going to hurt, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
To find out, we were able to, I feel really bad for Michael Bunting because like the night before he did a Canes corner, was excited for the playoffs in Raleigh. You know, he was finally starting to feel it. I feel really bad for him, but not that. I mean, you know, but he's a guy that I can step back and go, hey, thanks for giving us, you know, mostly your best, because I think he's certainly one of the guys listening to Rod today who was one of those guys who maybe wasn't buying in.
Yeah.
So to get Guentzel for Bunting, Ponomarev, who we loved, right?
Yes.
But Ponomarev, he's still probably a bottom six, maybe a middle six forward at best. He's not going to be a top three guy. So as much as I like him, we're not mortgaging the future, right? That's what we said not to do, right? Then we have, was it Koivunen? And then the rights to Cruz. And a first-round pick if we make the Stanley Cup Finals. If not, we're going to give them Philly's second-round pick. So,
beautiful.
Worst case, you got him for Bunting, Ponomarev, and a second-round pick.
And
I'm happy to give them the first-round pick because it means we're playing in the Stanley Cup Finals.
100%. And they're keeping 25% of his contract as well.
It's $4.5 million in, $4.5 million out. I don't want to say it was a fleecing yet. But that was probably a little strong. Like, you know, I was emotional. We just won a game. It was like 1 in the morning. But if they can re-sign him and he can put up the numbers here along with Aho, you know, that he did with Sid.
Yeah.
Basically a point per game guy this year in the regular season. And he was 52 points in 50 games this year before he hurt his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a perennial point per game guy in the playoffs.
Man, oh man.
He was the best rental on the market, and Don Waddell got him for, I don't want to say nothing because I love Ponomarev.
Yeah.
He got him as cheaply as you could get him.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was that cheap. What are your thoughts? Right? I've been talking. I've been all talking.
No, that's okay. I envisioned that the cost would be a lot more. Frankly, I'm surprised we did anything. This is what we wanted last year to happen. And we ended up getting Gostis Bear, the Ghost Bear. He played well. We enjoyed it, but it wasn't enough to it didn't move the needle for me anyway. Mm-hmm. And I had wanted something more. And it was funny, the press conference for GM Don Waddell, he had said, really, if I hadn't landed Guentzel, I might have been run out of town. And it's like, no, I don't think the fans would have run you out, but we would have had some serious questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, here's an interesting point for you, Brad. This is what we wanted last year.
Mm-hmm.
When Bo Horvat was available, I wanted to bring him in. The Islanders went out and got him. They were our first opponent, and we erased them this year. The Islanders didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's a weird switch of play. You know what I mean? It's a weird kind of switch between the two teams.
They gave up all their firsts for the next couple of years to land what Horvat.
They're in.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Is big. Yes. No question.
I can say that because we got Guentzel.
And because we got him for the $4 million in, $4 million out, there was a feeling last night that something else was on the go, that he wasn't done yet.
Right.
And when he landed Kuznetsov, I was stunned. Okay. Now, a lot of fans are saying he was just waived. Why why were you interested in trading for them after you'd already been waived? And they're thinking on the skill level, playability level, and so forth. The reason why he was traded is Washington's eating 50% of his contract as well. So we're in good shape there. We have the pieces. I think a lot of people referred back to Recce Waite. This is our Recce Waite part two.
That's the hope, right?
It's hard to argue, and I would say it's probably a little better because Waite and Recce were both elder statesmen, shall we say. They were not the guys that you remember in their prime. You know what I mean?
Right.
We have got Gensel in his prime. Big, huge, and those guys were, you know, extra parts to fill in the gaps and stuff. Gensel is the one thing that we needed. And for the past 5 years, we've been doing well, being in the playoffs, doing well, but we've missed on the finisher. Didn't have the finisher. Gensel is that. And then adding Kuznetsov, who I saw the interview with him after the practice, which they were able to get him in. He was in practice this morning. It was like
he got the private jet.
Yeah, it was like he got into the practice before any of us knew about the trade. That's what it felt like.
Right. Did you see the smile? Did you see the picture they took of him? So he and Orlov are like besties, right?
Yeah.
You know, a couple of Russian guys, great friends. Having Orlov here, or having Kuznetsov come in, I think will help both Orlov, maybe, who has started to really settle in and come into his own.
Yep.
I think it also helps Svechnikov, because Svech is feeling like he's still not sure he's 100%. He's still not quite there. And I'm hoping Kuznetsov comes in and makes him feel more relaxed.
That would be great.
He's the wild card. So when the trade first went through, because you mentioned it to me before I saw it online, and then I think I mentioned it back. I was like, oh, like that's a done deal, apparently, like within like 5 minutes, which is like bing, bang, boom. And my first thought was, okay, well, he was waived. How bad is it? Because I was like, I remember outside of being slow shootout guy, he being pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's been a couple years, but in 2021, 29 points. 2022, 78. 2023, 55 points, right? Yeah. This year, 17. Something's changed, but everything he has said is basically like, this is my last chance. It's my last opportunity. It's like an Eminem song.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is my time. He is not necessarily a great scorer or a great passer. He's going to be like a bigger version of KK a little bit, maybe, who's at least the way he's playing, right?
Yeah.
He can play, he can play on the penalty kill. But if they can get him back, because 2 years ago, he was a point per game guy, 0.99 points per game. I mean, I'll take that in a heartbeat.
100%. Right?
So if they can even get 50% of that production back and just help him drive, right? Because he's going to be a check guy. He doesn't mind hitting people. Like, that's what we need, right?
Yep.
So between that and hopefully making Orlov and Svechnikov just feel a little more comfortable and just – bringing that in. The big thing was, and I didn't know this, and I think it was Iron Kaniak who said, brought up RBA's comments from the 2002 All-Star game when he was coaching. And he basically was like, oh, I liked him. Like, he came over to the bench, his first shift, and said, I'm going to go out there and score a goal. And he went there and scored a goal.
Yeah.
And Rod mentioned something like he was a guy who he actually wanted to win the game. Like, he actually seemed to care about the All-Star game. He might have been the only one.
You might have been.
Right. But so, you look at those things and it's a wild card.
He could
come in and put up very few points and play acceptably and go home.
Yeah.
And then you're on the hook next year and you got to do something about it. Or if he has a resurgence, it's one of those risk reward, right? Fairly low risk. Third rounder, high reward if it pans out.
And I agree with you. I'll say that just a couple of things to think about. Number one, this whole new environment for him comes right at the same time as he's coming back from his off-ice treatment that he had. He had because he stepped away from the game for a mm-hmm. little bit, and they were just thinking about bringing him back into the fold with the Capitals when Don made his call. And the transition just feels right. You know what I mean? He wants to get back into the game. He wants to put some difficult times behind him. And he's in an environment that, let's face it, one of the best locker rooms and best environments in the league. Not just me saying that, anyone on the team who spent any time with it will tell you the same thing. So that's part number one. Number mm-hmm. two, which really stuck out with me. You and I, we're, you know, we posit about so many things. We're nowhere near to the experts. But what if I told you that Bruce Boudreau, a former coach of Kuznetsov, thought this was a steal, and watch what happens when Kuznetsov gets in with Carolina. He said, you watch. It's going to be great. And I have every reason to believe Bruce Boudreau. The man's brilliant. I mean,
he knows what he's talking about.
He absolutely knows what he's talking about. So we have a lot of good things to feel about. And Brad, just because we're keeping this short, I thought, you know what, this will be fun. And it's been what I've been focusing on since the very second that the trade deadline stopped and we knew that was it for us. We should also mention Ty Smith.
Ty Smith. Kind of a throw in, but
yeah.
So I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to jump around here for a second. D'Angelo, Lemieux, Raanta all waived yesterday.
Because they needed to be in order to be on AHL. Yeah.
All cleared waivers. They're all still Hurricanes. Lemieux even played last night. Raanta is now a Chicago Wolf again.
Yeah.
So you still have Tony D'Angelo as your 7th D-man. You also now have Ty Smith as an option. He has, I think, 3 years of NHL experience.
Yep.
So you, it's not, a, you know, it's in some ways it's kind of a throwaway, but I think the fact that they picked him up and it wasn't just Guentzel is important. Like, I think if you see a 7th D man, Ty might be your guy, maybe.
Yeah, and he is offensive minded. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, he's a smaller guy, offensive minded, maybe a little bit better on D. We don't know as much about him. He's kind of the lost player in all of this, but I think he's going to want to make a statement for himself here too.
Right.
Like, he wants to be a part of it all. So I'd like to see him get a little bit of time in the stretch run. 20 games remaining starting tomorrow against New Jersey. You know, real early in the day at 12:30 start time on that one. We're not going to see Guentzel. We're not going to see Kuznetsov. I can't imagine Kuznetsov is going to be in the lineup tomorrow. If he is.
I think he is.
Is he?
If he's in the lineup.
Wow.
According to Guentzel, he's close.
Yeah. So
Guentzel today is your second highest point getter, by the way.
Yeah.
In like a dozen less games than Seth Jarvis.
So there you go. Sorry, Seth, we're not cracking on you.
Yeah, not cracking. And
we're just,
sorry, this is kind of a brain dump for everybody listening. Both of these guys have Stanley Cups. So you did not just bring in two good players. You brought in two guys who know what it takes to lift Lord Stanley's hardware.
Yep.
Much like Wait and Recky, right? We're going back to the, you know, like, you know, what is old is, you know, new again.
Yeah.
These guys know what it takes. At least with Kuznetsov, I think he knows this might be his last opportunity, because if he doesn't do something, he's probably out.
Yeah.
Guentzel's got time, but, you know, he seems like the kind of guy who also, he's going to want to win, right? He's going to, he I'm sure is happy to be somewhere where, you know, he can make an impact because he knows that, you know,
well, think
they
about
they have all the they have. I mean, other teams got better. Vegas is a whole story unto itself, but Vegas at the very last moment got Thomas Hurdle, who's on LTIR. Mark Stone is on the LTIR. Like half their team is on the LTIR. They will all be back for the playoffs.
Oh yeah, first game.
You might have to go through them. I hope beyond hope. I just hope they just get wrecked in the first round. Or second.
There's suggestion that they might not. They have a chance. Like they're the second wild card. They might not even make the playoffs. Could you imagine that? Like I mean, it's you're gonna have to use your imagination.
So the Flames have a game in hand.
Yep.
And if they win it, they're still 4 points behind. So it is really close, right? I don't know how if they have any head to heads or anything like that left, but I mean.
And Calgary's
as funny
playing
as
well.
It is to like make fun of like the Leafs and stuff, can you imagine making the moves that Vegas did and then missing the playoffs? Phew. I mean, that would be, you know, all the Caniacs, I think, or at least, you know, we would find at least a little humor in that, right?
Brad, we knew, we said, okay, Raymond, we got to keep this short, 15 to 20 minutes. I know we're past that by now. And we still haven't gotten to our lineups. So let's save the laughter at Vegas and the other moves in around the league. Cause there were some other moves, a lot of teams.
We'll definitely
today.
Talk this week.
We'll talk about it this weekend, but let's go over our projected ideas for lines. Once Kuznetsov and Gensel are in the lineup. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw mine out there.
Yep.
Right away. Very quickly. First line, I have Gensel, Aho, Svechnikov, the gas.
Moving
line.
Svech to the right side. Okay.
Moving him to the right. I then have Kuznetsov, Teravainen, and Natchez together. Okay. We're leaving Martinuk, Staal, and Jarvi because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Then I'm dropping Drury down with Nason and Faust. Jesper, Quickie, I love you. You're the odd man out. I'm moving KK over to the other side because Nason and Drury are magic. And
yeah,
that might just be enough to get KK on the board as well. And that's where we're at. The defense doesn't change. If we're looking at power play, listen to this. Okay. Aho gets Gensel. I'm just laughing at this. Aho, Gensel, Jarvis, Svech, and Burns. That's number one.
There's no shortage of talent on that unit. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. And then, if you want, I like Drury, Nason, Natchez, Kuznetsov with Shea. But you can pull Drury out and drop Kuznetsov in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the power play lineups that I had.
Oh. See, I didn't even do power play lineups.
I'm tickled pink.
I'm very, I mean, we have basically the same lines, but just some tweaks, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Gat line, right? We have Aho centering Gensel and Teravainen.
Nice.
Aho Teravainen is always a good combination. Sometimes need somebody, Jarvis, whomever, to get them going, but that line could just be sick. I mean, Gensel can make room for himself.
He does.
And if he can do that, then he's making room for Aho at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So I would put those three together. I would put Kuznetsov in between Svechnikov and Natchez, leave Svech on his left side.
Yeah.
Which,
good idea.
You know, Kuznetsov is not a great playmaker lately, but he can be. And the big thing there is Kuznetsov can make space for Natchez, and Natchez is capable, we know, of when he has space. making things happen, right? And then you got Svech to go to the net and bang bodies.
Yep.
I'm with you. Marnook, Staal, Jarvis, I leave alone. I also would drop Drury down, centering Nazan and who do you leave out? Dost.
Kotkaniemi or Faust?
Or Kotkaniemi, excuse me. Kotkaniemi or Faust. I don't know which of them I would leave out offhand to start. Because
I think they're interchangeable.
I do, because if KK continues to not be able to produce points, he still does a lot of things well, but then he and Faust are very interchangeable. If he's scoring, he can score at a much higher clip than Faust is, I think, traditionally is going to score. If he's scoring, he's the guy. But if he's not, then you roll with whomever seems to just jive better at the time. You know, defense goes unchanged. Goaltending. Anderson is back, gets his first win. Ronta's in Chicago, so you're back to three goaltenders. They're going to carry three goaltenders.
Yep.
I don't think that's even speculative at this point. I think that's a definite. Does Anderson become your number one? I mean, because he looked rusty against the Habs, and as he got into the game and the longer it went, better. I would run him as your number one, even if that's not the playoff plan. Because you just, I mean, so Freddie has him out for injury. Freddie's been out because he was sick. And you just need Freddie getting in the swing of things. You also need Kochetkov to stay in the swing of things, right? So you can't run Freddie constantly. But, you know, I think we're going to start seeing those two guys load balancing with Spencer Martin, you know, riding the bench or up in the press box eating popcorn out of a Zamboni for a little bit. But he's perfectly serviceable. Why, after seeing him here in action against the teams he beat, I feel very comfortable there. But what a tremendous day, you know, 24, 48 hours for Kaniacs and the Hurricanes. Don Waddell in his presser opened up and said, you know, we love our group, but we just love it a little more today.
Yeah.
So,
and thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. I don't think I could have... this would have been a much different feeling had he not pushed his chips 100%. Into the middle. You know what I mean? Like, let's get her done. These next 20 games are going to be outstanding, and we're going to have a whole lot of time to talk about it and see how the environment goes. I'll say this, just as something else to think about. Yes, we're very excited. We like the whole moves and stuff, but there is one thing to remember. Gensel, Kuznetsov have not played in Rod's system, and how quickly can they pick that up in 20 games? Pick it up.
Right.
Pick it up quick, guys. And let's go. Let's go. This is so awesome.
This is amazing. Gensel's wearing 59. Kuznetsov is wearing 92. So we'll see if that comes up on TSN tonight.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see them all in the lineup.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Big game tomorrow, early start, like you said. So
are you ticked that he got LaRose's number?
No. I mean, like, Chad was, you know, love Chad, but
I love Chad too.
Love Chad. Like, Rosie's a, you know, great Hurricane, great player, good team guy. But, you know, when I start thinking about guys who were, you know, like, whose numbers are we thinking? Not in terms of even like retirement, just like whose numbers are kind of special. You know, no offense to Rosie, but, you know.
Well, you know, and I don't know if I already said this, but you know how, like, us re-signing Gensel, he's an unrestricted free agent. It is his best interest to play lights out every night and win a cup. And frankly, if we win the cup, I think he leaves with another ring on his finger and go somewhere else, no matter what we're able to throw at him.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm okay with that.
If he wins a cup here, my first thought when I was thinking it through was, what if he go back and play with Sid?
He might.
One last hurrah, but
Pittsburgh has a really big problem though, and they are old and they spent all of that money on the big three.
Right.
Is Gensel going to take a haircut on the contract?
True. True. The big thing about going back there would be, will Sid be there? Right.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Right. So
we're meandering. Yeah. We're meandering.
We're meandering. Right.
But we, you know what? We're hockey fans and we love, thank you, yeah, Don Waddell.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with these guys, Caniacs, you'll be happy. For all the folks, I know Bunting in a short time, you know, had a lot of people pulling for him. We wish him
the best.
Thanks to him. I'm sure this was completely probably out of the blue, especially now that he had finally started to click with it. But
this is hockey. It's
hockey. I mean, it's a business, right? It is what it is. And he's a pro athlete. He's not going to like it necessarily, but he's going to move on. Best wishes. I hope that the fans in Pittsburgh treat him well. I hope he succeeds there. I would love to see him do well because I thought he came in and after a bit of a rough start, kind of came through it and seemed to be, seemed to be a guy that people enjoyed. And the perfect reminder, don't buy jerseys with names of guys who don't have long-term contracts. If their contract is up in a year or two, hold off.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you're just going to be happy. Like, hey, I love the player and I'll love him wherever he goes and then do it. But,
and then you're just fine.
Yeah. Brad, and then you're fine.
You know what, Brad? I'm so happy right now with what's happened. I haven't even forgot the last thing that we need to do.
Oh, wow. That's
go Canes.
Go Canes.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Ray and I greatly appreciate your support in helping us produce an informative and fun podcast. As always, we'd like to say that we believe hockey is for everyone. Whether you're a Caniac or a bunch of jerks, doesn't matter, as we're just a couple of jerks anyway. We would love to hear your questions, comments, and suggestions. We will do our best to answer anything hockey-related. You can reach us via email at stormseller97@gmail.com. On Twitter, we are @stormseller97, and on Facebook at facebook.com/stormseller97.